Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It is a Monday on the Daily Tip on a BetMGM network. Good morning to you. We're ready to start another week. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on this Monday morning edition, we'll tell you what happened with our bets over the weekend. Aaron Rodgers in the Revenge Bowl last night in the Steel City. In 20 minutes, some massive college football news dropping last night with Brian Kelly gone from LSU. We will also name our Monday MVP and get you ready for Monday Night Football. I'm Jinx. She's Chelsea. Chelsea, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I feel like once the weather gets cold, all I do is think about, like, warm foods. So I'm going to try to stay dialed into sports today, but we are making chili later today, and I'm very excited about it.
What kind of chili? You already got me on board with this. What's going on? Is this Chelsea's old school, olden style Nashville chili? Is this the old Hendersonville cookbook passed along from generation to generation? Do you have your own special blend?
No, my mom was not a cook. So, like, my mom worked all the time. So, like, we had a lot of TV dinners. So, I didn't really start eating chili until, like, a few years ago. Okay. So, like, we have this friend that has a Halloween party every single year, and they always make chili. And to me, for the longest time, I didn't like foods unless I could tell, like, what was in it. Like, I don't want to eat casseroles. I don't want to eat stuff that just looks like mush. So for the longest time, I held out. I was like, chili, that looks gross. But I tried it a few years ago. I was like, wow, that's actually really good. So it's one of those foods that I found later in life. So now I am appreciating it.
Oh, that's a funny thing to find late in life, or later in life, not late in life, like you're in your deathbed. Give Chelsea her chili. She loves her chili. That's cool. I mean, I'm from Texas, so I love chili. And you're right. In the fall, like a good big pot of chili is delicious because you can put anything on it. And also, it'll last you for days.
Yeah. Do you have any food like that where you didn't try it for the longest time or you didn't like it for the longest time? Because I was also like that with Brussels sprouts. Because I think about when you're a kid, Brussels sprouts is like the number one on like your enemies. You're like, I don't want Brussels sprouts. But as I got older, like that's one of my favorite sides.
Yeah. Well, because they cook it differently. Now they char a little bit and it's crispy
bacon?
And they'll have, and they'll put bacon in it and it's totally different. When you were a kid, it was, hey, here's some Brussels sprouts. They're not cooked that much. They're a little raw. And maybe you could put some cheese on them, but they're going to be bad, but you got to have them because they're good for you. And that was the only way they were cooked.
I remember we had those plates that kind of had like, I don't know how to describe it, but they had like a lip. And so I would put my veggies under that like lip. It looked like I ate my veggies until you took the plate and there was a circle of veggies.
The circle of veggies. I hear you, though. I kind of came around to Brussels sprouts late, so you're not alone there. You're also not alone in losing your bet over the weekend, but you had a great week, so I don't want to bury the lead here. Great week, just one bet that you lost. No big deal.
Yeah, and by what, 4 yards? Like, that's the worst when you lose a prop bet by only a few yards. But I had Wandale Robinson of the Giants over 51.5 receiving yards. He finished with 48. But I feel like the sabotage factor in this was that Jackson Dart is still not in, like, the circle of trust for, like, mm-hmm. trustworthy quarterbacks in the props category, because sometimes he doesn't even eclipse the 200-yard mark. And it certainly sucked that Cam Scataboo left that game. That kind of, you know, ruined the mood of just about everybody across the NFL. So it was a valiant effort by Wandale Robinson, but we finished a few yards short, and that was an L for me.
All right, I took an L on the Dodgers on Friday, game one against the Blue Jays. Jays obviously won that game 11-4. Doctor was on the Dodgers run line, so 3 losses there. But for the week, Chelsea, you were pacing us 4-2-1. I went 2-6-1, ready for a new week. The Dogster 2-3 here on the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. Also, if you're curious about our parlays, Dylan on paternity leave, his UFC 321 bets, 3-5. Double D's degenerate parlay, 3-4-1. And the squad parlay goes 2-3. How about what we saw last night in Pittsburgh with the Packers downing the Steelers 35-25, Packers laying 3. They were -155 on the money line. Total set at 45 and a hook. The over hits. Jordan Love spent 3 years learning everything he could from Aaron Rodgers, and it showed in the Steel City.
Pressure coming. He picked it up. Inside. Kraft's got it. At the 10. Kraft running away to the end zone. He has 2 touchdowns.
Mike Tirico on NBC Sports. Kraft, yes, his second touchdown of the night. He makes 7 catches, 143 yards. Love goes 29 of 37, 360 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. At one point, he completes 20 consecutive passes. The Packers erase an early 9-point deficit, and they win in Pittsburgh for the first time since 1970. All this time, I feel like we've been talking about the team sort of rising, the cream rising in the NFL, and the Packers reminded us last night they should be right there.
Oh, absolutely, because we've seen Jordan Love do this even in the postseason as well. He is no longer like one of the quote-unquote mm-hmm. young quarterbacks, and it does feel like he has full capability of doing what we saw last night when it comes to the pinpoint accuracy. And Jakes, did you know that yesterday was National Tight Ends Day? They said this about 15 times on the broadcast. They would not shut up about it. I don't understand why this is the only position in football that gets their own day, but it was a big day for the tight ends. And Tucker Kraft, I think, had a, like, over 120 yards after the catch last night. So it wasn't just something where he was catching these deep passes. He was making the moves after with some of the footwork and, you know, the fact that he is a big human being and hard to be tackled. So he certainly deserves his flowers on National Tight End Day.
I'll tell you one thing, though. He put on a one-man show last night. Mm-hmm. That 59-yard catch where Love is under pressure and there's a guy right on top of him, and he thought, you know what, I'm just going to throw it up. And that's normally what you do with a high-end receiver. You're just like, you know what, just throw it up and let this guy go get it. And Kraft got it and then grabs it and just muscles his way down the field. Whew, unbelievable. The Packers, Chelsea, here they are, 5-1-1. They lead the NFC North. The only other one-loss team in the National Football League is the Colts. And I feel like because of injuries and because of that tie, a tie is such a weird thing to have in the National Football League. It's rare, but it does happen. We saw it this season when Green Bay faced Dallas. But here they are, and now they're getting healthier. Christian Watson was back last night, and Love connected with 8 different receivers. That Packers offense looked awesome.
Oh, for sure. But I do think we need to talk about the Steelers' defense. What the hell is going on with
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
A team that used to have the steel curtain, now it feels like a shower curtain, where it just feels like everything passes. Giving up 35 points, this is a defense that's making, I think, $165 million just on the defense. So this isn't a bunch of no-namers. This is a unit that's supposed to be one of the best in the AFC. And they just keep on giving up a bunch of points. And I understand that last night, you know, Jordan Love was on one, Tucker Kraft was on one. But still, this is not a one-game sample size from the Steelers. They have given up, I think, over 350 yards passing to three quarterbacks in their last four games. Like, they got torched by Joe Flacco and the Bengals last time around. Gave up 33 points to them, which, you know, Joe Flacco, you know, crafty veteran. But still, I think they gave up, 350 yards to Carson Wentz, even though they did beat the Vikings and only gave up 21 points. But still, I feel like this defense is underachieving in a big way.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about the Steelers except that, you know what, I take that back. I do know what to think about the Steelers. Like, the Steelers are, they're who the Steelers are every year. And so they benefited from a really weak division. And Aaron Rodgers, I thought, by the way, was very good last night.
Right.
The Steelers as a team weren't very good. That defense was not great, but they just look like that classic kind of overachieving Mike Tomlin team that's going to win some games, going to lose some games, and guess what? They're going to make the playoffs somehow, but they're not going to blow anyone away. They're right there like they always are, and I know Steelers fans are tired of hearing this, but the Steelers are just right there, just, and they've been there forever. You know, just sitting there, not great, not terrible, and they're going to give you some good moments, they're going to give you some bad moments, but it's clear they're not an elite football team, whereas the Packers, you can see, whoa, these guys play the right way. It's a team that can win at all.
Yeah, there's a reason why at one point in the season, the Packers were the favorites to win the NFC. Remember that?
Yeah.
I think it was like the first week of the season or something after they like beat the brakes off the Lions. And I still feel like they do have that potential with this roster. But back to the Steelers, it almost feels like one of those teams that used to win like the AFC South, where it's like, okay, like the Texans won, but like that division's terrible. It's wild to say that about the AFC North, but it kind of fits the bill this year. So like somebody's going to have to win that division. So it still looks like the Steelers, I will say, like as far as their record goes, they are still just fine. But it feels like they just have no answers on that defense. So I don't expect them to get better. But, you know, the Packers, my goodness, do they look like a great team. And again, going back to Jordan Love, I feel like people don't really put him in that tier of, like, postseason quarterbacks who you trust.
Yeah.
But he belongs there. Like, the Packers have been in the postseason, it feels like, several years in a row. And they've had some deep runs where, you know, I think they've almost made it to, like, the NFC Championship game, or they've come very close. So this is a Jordan Love-led team that has experience, you know, and they have high-end potential on the defense as well. So it would not shock me if come, you know, January, we're talking about the Packers being one of the best teams in the NFC, because it does feel like they have the staying power.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I will say, when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, I will give him full credit, because God knows I have come off on Aaron plenty of times over the past couple of years. And I feel like some of that was deserved, because he would purposefully put himself in the forefront and say all these crazy things. But he was very gracious after this game. And he was saying how Jordan Love was outstanding, and he took on a lot of the responsibility, which is what quarterbacks do. But I certainly don't put this on Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we were talking about how the defense was not that great. Also, there were a lot of drop passes in this game. There were penalties. He was under pressure. He was sacked three different times. So the onus is on the quarterback to say it's my fault, even when it's not necessarily his fault. But for a guy who's been so outspoken and willing to make headlines with whatever comes out of his mouth over the past 2-3 seasons, he's kind of quieted down this year and been, not that he hasn't always been a class act, but I think it's important to show grace in a circumstance where someone that you mentored is outplaying you, and he did that.
Right, and I think it was nice to see some of the relationships that he still has with people from Green Bay. Like, he was hugging some of the photographers before the game, because I think we look at Aaron Rodgers as a prickly individual, but there are guys who have played with him and who have, you know, shared a locker with him, have been, like, on the same, you know, staff as him, that really like him. So, like, that does say something about his character. And, like, I don't know him personally. Maybe he's a great teammate. I don't know. Right. But I will say this. It was very unfair that Aaron Rodgers had to wear one of the worst uniforms I've ever seen in the NFL. Jinx, we got to talk about this. Did you see the uniforms last night?
An atrocity. We're not great. Every time the Steelers do this, these uniforms, which I love throwbacks, and you know I'm such a nerd. Like, I'm a huge uniform guy. I'm like, oh, look at this color scheme. This looks good. Or this old school logo. I'd go with that instead. Or these are so clean. And then I looked at the Steelers throwbacks. I was like, eee. Yo, not good. They were gross. They just look gross.
It looks like a 12-year-old designed them on, like, Microsoft Paint. Like, those weird lines. Like, they didn't even make sense to me. So, I don't know who designed these. I guess they're throwbacks, but, like, ugh. I don't know. They were really bad. I think the Steelers should just stick to their traditional uniforms, because those feel like throwbacks anyways.
Of course, Double D in the chat. Loved him. Absolutely loved him. I will say, I do appreciate kind of seeing how things looked back in the day. If you're going to do it, if you're going to wear the throwbacks, put on the leather helmets. Just go all in. You know, give us a real idea of how it was. No face mask, just the leather. I'm going to run over you. See, I got the football here. I'm going to take the pigskin right over there.
Oh no, but they were just bad. They were just tough to look at. Like, we all know, like, the visual, you know, appeal of watching a great uniform matchup. Like, I didn't even want to watch this one. I was like, should we switch to audio only? I don't really want to watch this, because the uniforms are just so bad. But at the end of the day, like, I do think Steelers fans are probably getting a little fidgety. I will say this, if you want to fire Mike Tomlin, we'll take him in Nashville for the Titans. But it does feel like he's been at the same level, it feels like, for, like, what, 15 years? Well, it's like, first-round playoffs. He's going to be over 500. It just feels like every year.
You'd take little Timmy, who's been balling out on Madden over the past 6 months at this point in Tennessee. Timmy, you got a real knack for the game. How do you feel about the NFL? Thanks. The real NFL.
Oh, dude. We got boat raced by the Colts. Yeah. The team that I hate the most.
I know. At least the Colts are good. Give you that. I'm trying. Coming up on the show, LSU moves on from Brian Kelly after Saturday's blowout loss. What is next for the Tigers? This is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Stay right there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.